This is the EWN Radio Network.
Oh, yeah.
Hello and welcome. You've tuned into the right show. This is The Paxonista with Angela Sicca-Snyder on the one and only EWN Radio Network.
Welcome, everybody. This is Angela Sticca-Snyder, Taxonista with your accountant's office, and we are here to talk about getting organized and why people procrastinate. We all do it in all areas, maybe certain areas more than others of our lives. I'm sure there's some people, which, of course, our time management expert that we have with us today probably does not procrastinate in almost any area. So we're going to absorb as many tips that we can from her. We've got Nicole Bandis, the time management expert, who's also a podcaster with Behind Superwoman, something you really want to check out. She is also the co-managing director of the eWomen Network Phoenix and Scottsdale chapter. So we are happy to have you here with us, Nicole. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. I am so excited to be on the show today.
Yeah. Being disorganized and procrastinating is something that, you know, usually you hear about this only at the New Year's time, right? Everybody wants to make all these changes and, you know, they make all these New Year's resolutions and all these major things to either get organized or to make changes in their life. And unfortunately, I'm sure there's excellent statistics of which I don't know at this point, but most people fail because they take on too much too fast. And I'm sure the same can be happen with getting organized. You know, you feel like you want to tackle the house, you want to tackle your whole office, rather than maybe focusing in on certain areas. And so we're going to cover that and so many other areas here because there's so much fear around getting about why we procrastinate and why does it continue to happen. Do you have any quick thoughts you'd like to share with, you know, our audience on that?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely one of those things that we do kind of tend to focus on it around the new year when we want to make that clean break or that clean start. You know, whether it is cleaning up our space, our environment, or cleaning up our email, or just kind of letting go of some of the things and resuming some of the things that we really want to be able to bring back into our lives, it is that time of our life, each cycle of our life, that we focus on that around the New Year. But the good news is that we don't have to wait till New Year's to make those changes in our lives. And that's why I'm glad that we're doing this conversation, having this conversation now, because it's a great time to start today. We don't have to procrastinate on making those changes.
That's so true. And you know what? It's never too late. I hear that a lot from clients. They'll be like, oh my gosh, it's, you know, we'll be talking in October or November, and it's like it's too late, the year's almost over. But you know what? It never is too late. I think the key is just doing something. And just to, you know, to even if you do take away some of the procrastination areas in your life, don't, rather than trying to tackle all of them, you know, just something, because it's not too late. And I know this, you know, is a recorded podcast, so people could be listening in December, so hopefully they realize, no, it's never too late. But right now when we're taping this, we're almost at the midpoint, and it's a great time because it's still early in the year to really make a difference. And when it comes to in my area, you know, we do accounting, bookkeeping, taxes, and people will come to us, and they will either come with, you know, a shoebox full of stuff or nothing at all having been done, and you can just feel the weight on their shoulders. You can see it. And I'm sure you've gone through with your time management expert clients and stuff that you can feel what a change it has made in their lives to just take charge of things rather than continuing to procrastinate and shuffle it under the rug.
Absolutely. And, you know, and one of the points is, one of the, you know, things that I see over and over again, there's a couple of different reasons that we tend to procrastinate. One is that we just absolutely despise doing whatever it is that we're doing. We're not, you know, in relationship to money, we're not numbers people. I am not a numbers mm-hmm. person. I will get in and I will do my accounting because it's what I have to do, but I definitely don't love to do it. And so, yes, even the time management experts sometimes will procrastinate doing that because it's just not in my zone of genius. And so when mm-hmm. I get there, I want to put it off. I'd love to do anything
right.
else. Besides, you know, it's kind of like the thought of cleaning the toilet with your tongue. You just don't want to go there. you know, so when you get that feeling about something, that's when you're more inclined to procrastinate on that. And one of the best
yeah.
solutions for that kind of procrastination is delegation. Get it off your plate. Let somebody else do it for you because it's just not going to contribute to your overall well-being, time-wise, financially, or anything else, if you're doing something that you absolutely despise doing.
You hit on so many good points. It's like, oh my goodness, you know, you procrastinate on the things you don't like. I always tell, and this happens in most areas of my life, I tell my kids, I tell staff, I tell myself, okay, that get what you don't like to do, get that done first. You know, and it takes a lot to, you know, psych yourself up to do it. But if you get what you don't like done first, then it's over. And it's like, wow, now it's really everything seems so much easier. And something you had mentioned actually sort of hit on our, almost like our tagline, because you said delegate, because we, you know, with Taxanista, we take the monkey off your back, right? So it, like you said, if it's something that you don't really like doing, and especially if it's around your business, you do need to delegate. Because also growing your business, you've got to be able to free up some more time. And, you know,
yes.
time, like you talk about, with your time management expert, time is a precious resource that you don't get back again. That delegating could really help, and you would feel less stressed, and you wouldn't be procrastinating.
Yeah, it weighs on us in so many different ways. I mean, we think about it just in terms of the stress that we experience by being overwhelmed. And one of the reasons that we get into that overwhelm is because we're procrastinating some of the things that we know we should be doing. So, you know, time is an investment in ourselves. It's an investment in less stress. It's an investment financially. When you can free yourself up to work on the things that you love to do, you're going to be far more successful doing those things than you are going to be stressing over whether or not you've gotten all of your receipts calculated and entered incorrectly. So it's
right.
it's such an incredible thing just to be able to delegate that and get it off your plate so that you really can focus on what is more meaningful and purposeful and financially successful for you.
Mm-hmm. No, that's so true. And people just, you know, we talk about procrastination and it usually has to do with, you know, organizing things, but it doesn't always. It could be, you know, a task you just really don't like doing. But being disorganized, because it's sort of the crux of a lot of things we procrastinate on, but being disorganized can cost people so much money. And I've got so many lists of items on where it costs us money that I want to go throughout this episode. But it's, you know, when you touched on an investment, because our time is so valuable, that we had an episode the other day and somebody was talking about a free networking event and how it's not free because our time is so valuable. And our time is valuable, but we tend to not think about how valuable our time is. And so we take on projects that we can't stand doing and we procrastinate with it because we don't want to do it. And then we've stressed on all that time thinking about doing it. Are we going to do it? Writing it on our to-do list, you know, continuing to move it down the list, that there's so much stress that is there that is unnecessary. So hopefully here we're going to cover some areas to just come up with some key reasons why we want to make sure that we're organized, why we want to make sure that we value our time, right, and why not to procrastinate.
Absolutely. I'm loving it.
Okay, good. All right. Then I want to ask you really quick, and then we might just give a tidbit of it before we go to break. But if you have you ever wished you had more time and what you would do with it? You know, I know you, Nicole, have probably got amazing answers, but I want our audience to think, if you had an extra hour a day or even an extra hour a week, for some people that think, oh, I could never get an extra hour a day, which that would be me. I'm raising my hand. You know, I know that there's probably not an extra hour a day. What would we do with it? And I start to think, oh, my gosh, ideas come flooding to my mind on what we could do and how much money could be saved because of the extra time that we've got to put in other areas, whether it be in our personal life or in our business life. You know, I'm sure, do you have one thing you could say that you would do with some extra time?
Well, you know, for me, I always make the difference is that I make it a priority. I believe that we have time for everything that matters most to us. And it's really about prioritizing and making sure that those things come first. So, you know, I really do value every bit of time that I have, and I really treasure it. And for the most part, I would not say that I need extra time. But what mm-hmm. I would say is if just randomly I were to have extra time, I would probably take it to really focus on writing more.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's something I didn't know about you. Okay.
Yeah.
Probably.
I love to write.
Yeah, that's good. And you know what? Everybody's different with their extra time. Mine, you know, it probably changes with the season, but that's very interesting. Let's take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to come up with some ideas to help our listeners with specifics on how to stay focused, how to not procrastinate, how to get more time. And then later on, we're going to go into why and then the dollars and cents of it all. So hang with us, guys. We'll be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur, coach, or consultant who is tired of constantly searching for the next client? Are you ready to get your expertise out of your head into the world and packaged into a profitable online course that delivers a steady stream of your perfect ideal clients to your door and a steady, predictable source of revenue? Hi, this is Janine Blackwell, creator of Create Six Figure Courses Virtual Bootcamp, and I've created my own seven-figure courses, and I've walked hundreds of experts like you through the step-by-step of creating and launching a profitable online course. I'd like to invite you to a free online training I'm hosting for you called The 7 Steps to Creating and Launching Your Profitable Online Course. I'm going to show you exactly how to create your course, market your course, and automate delivery of it so you can get your course up and running fast and have it work for you 24/7. You can grab your spot for this free training at www.createmyonlinecourse.com. So join me at www.createmyonlinecourse.com.
Tune in to the Taxanista Radio Show on the EWN Radio Network every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Get to know the Taxanista as this smart and sassy numbers guru turns your piles into files and helps you pay less to the IRS. Taxanista will take that monkey off your back so you can get back to doing what you do best and focus on growing your business.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Angela Stickus-Snyder, Taxonista with your accountant's office, and we are talking to Nicole Bandis today. She is with the time time management expert. She also has a podcast called Behind Superwoman's Capes. You might want to check that out. She's also the co-managing director for the eWomen Network for Phoenix and Scottsdale. So definitely want to come visit her at our event here if you're ever in town. We're going to be talking now about tips on how to avoid procrastination and get more organized. I know that we probably have some of the same tips, Nicole, and we probably can give our own little spin on it. I think the first thing that you and I had immediately touched on was you said delegate. If you don't really like doing it, then you probably shouldn't be doing it, and probably somebody else that loves doing it could do it better, right? And then
absolutely.
Also, yeah, because if you don't like doing it and somebody else is more of an expert of it, then more than likely they're going to do a better job because it's something they enjoy, you know.
And they can do it for far less than you would spend in the amount of time that you would take doing it.
You know what? Cost-wise in numerous ways, you're absolutely right, because if you don't like doing it, I say this sometimes when I talk to new bookkeeping clients, you know, I'm perfectly capable of mowing my own lawn, okay? I mean, I can mow my lawn. I'm sure that you all can mow your lawn too, right? Unless there's guys listening and they already do their lawn. but I would not be very good at it. Using the weed whacker, I would probably bald the some grassy areas in my yard. And so that's not my highest and best use of my time. And so I outsource that and I delegate it to somebody else to do it, you know? And so that's, you know, think about that in your business too. Another thing is I tend to try and tackle the tasks I don't like doing that maybe I can't delegate, you know, for one reason or another. Maybe it's just something that, you know, I need to really do, or that maybe you're in a point in your business that you can't afford to delegate. Then try and do the thing you don't like doing the most. Try and do it first to get it out of the way. I found that actually really helpful for myself in some areas. And then what about you, Nicole? I'm sure you've got some great ideas for people on how to stay organized. I've got some ideas, but I want to hear what you've got to say too.
Sure, sure. Well, the first thing I'm going to say, I'm just going to be a little bit of a devil's advocate with your eat that frog philosophy. And for those that aren't familiar, you know, doing the thing that you least look forward to doing, it's based on a philosophy by Brian Tracy called Eat That Frog. And I'm just going to play a little devil's advocate with that, in that while it is the best use of your willpower is strongest first thing in the morning so that you can more easily tackle those things that you're not looking forward to doing, that's also the most draining on your willpower. So oftentimes if you can look at the ideal point in day for utilizing that energy reserve and scheduling it for that point in day, if you can use that as part of an entire time management system, then sometimes it's better not to do it first thing in the morning, or at least not to do to utilize every morning as the time of day that you're going to do the first thing that you hate, because it's going to make you hate getting out of bed.
You're absolutely right. So
I just wanted to kind of bring that up and make sure that, because I hear that kind of tossed out quite a bit, and I like to make sure that people think about the other side of it too. And, you know, once or twice a week, it's great to make sure you're eating that frog. Don't do it every day, because you really will hate getting out of bed that way. So go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just agreeing with you. I guess I don't even really mean, because I do. I save my first thing in the morning for the things that I are really important and really require my most attention. I think what I mean is I just, you know, I don't keep writing it and putting it on my list for the next day and the next day and the next day.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I
Just do it. Whether it's morning, afternoon, whenever it comes up, just tackle it. And what I usually say with that is just get started. You know, the hardest thing to do is to just get started. And if we just, you know, there's there's this thing that if you set a timer for 15 minutes and you say, you know what, I'm going to work on this project for 15 minutes, and when that timer goes off, I get to have the choice. Either I continue to work on it, or I can just put it away for now, but at least I've gotten 15 minutes of it out of the way. And so it's that kind of reassurance to know that you don't have to work on it forever if you don't want to, but at least you know you've made steps forward.
Right. No, that's excellent. You know, the timer idea. And, you know, sometimes when you've got so much going on that it's a good idea to map out what do you have to get done. Is it even feasible in the hours that you have left in the day? You know?
Mm-hmm.
What about a list for procrastination and things that, you know, where it's costing you more money because you're not getting to it in your business? How do you feel about a list? I like my lists.
Lists can be really great. The one thing I usually say about lists is change it from a to-do list to a get-to-do list, because when we can really make that subtle psychological shift in mindset from to-do list, meaning have to-do list, to get to do, then it becomes a little bit more encouraging that I get to do these things. And you get to look at it as, you know, I get to pay my taxes because I live in a country that I love. I get to pay my mortgage because I live in a great house. I get to pick up my dry cleaning because I wear great clothes. Those kind of things are a little shift in our perspective on that to-do list, so that it's a little bit more empowering to us, and it's a little more of a warm fuzzy than a icky kind of feel.
I like that approach a lot. I really do. I like that. It's the whole perspective. It's your mindset. It's your thoughts that will really change and make or break that day, you know?
Yeah, it's coming from a perspective of gratitude.
Right. Yeah. No, I love that. I actually wrote that down because I'm gonna use that in my, you know, in my own life. I like that a lot. I've not heard that in a while, I think. Now, what about staying focused and social media? I find that I feel like I'm not gonna be able to think of it now that I'm on the phone. But people will say, "Oh, squirrel, they're easily distracted."
Squirrel. Yes.
Yeah. So it's like if I have social media on and I look at something, I could be looking at it and then 30 minutes goes by. I'm like, what was I just doing? I needed to be doing something important. And now I didn't stay focused. And so I've set some parameters for myself around that. And I'm sure you teach certain things as far as how to stay focused.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, focus is definitely one of the top things that I deal with my coaching clients. Because there is so much out there calling for our attention. One of the first things I would tell you to do is turn social media off of your phone. We get these notifications all day long, and we aren't as busy as we think we are. We just become hyper aware because of all the beeps and cheap chirps and notifications that tell us of all this other stuff that's going on in our lives that we feel busier than we really are. So by turning all of that stuff off, it helps to alleviate that distraction. And there's also some great websites that you can use that will put a time limiter on certain websites. So, like, it will lock you out of Facebook if you've been on Facebook for longer than a period of time that you determine is appropriate.
Oh, that's hilarious. It's hilarious,
but
it sounds great, actually. Oh, my goodness. I'm sure that so many people get so addicted to it.
It is, yeah. And it becomes easy to really fall down that rabbit hole, and that's why those websites that limit you are great because, you know, it's easy to think, well, I'm just going to set a timer, and when the timer goes off, then I know to stop and go back to doing what I was going to do. The problem is that we forget to set the timer. Well, these websites mean we don't have to remember to set the timer. It becomes the timer for us.
Right. And you know what? When you set the timer, let me ask you this. You know, you set it for however long you're going to do on a task. Do you set things, do you set timers and reminders for things that are coming up that you know you're going to need to take care of? I do. I tend to do that. So if I know, you know, the estimated tax payments or things are a deadline's coming up, I will set a timer and a reminder, you know, to continuously remind me, it's probably for those procrastination items, that will remind me, hey, don't forget about this. Hey, don't forget about this. But I wonder if there's a better way of just maybe rather than, it's like hitting the snooze button in the morning, rather than just hitting the snooze and having the timer continue to remind you to just tackle it and stop right then and there and tackle it then.
Yeah, there's definitely some streams of thought around that. One of the things is if it's going to take you less than 2 to 5 minutes, just do it and get it done. Because the amount of time that it's going to take you to set a timer and then constantly be distracted by that timer is not really going to be an effective use of your time, and it's going to be a constant distraction. And if you know anything about the way multitasking works, is every single time that distraction comes up, it takes that much more time for you to remember where it was that you were in what it was you were doing to resume and get back into track. So it's far more beneficial to not have that reminder at least pop up in a way that's going to be annoying to you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have it come in as like an email reminder and you're only checking your email at certain points during the day, then that can be effective. And I will set certain email reminders for things that I know that I absolutely have to remember to do. I'll set a chime if it's something like a phone call appointment that I know that I have to stop what I'm doing and be prepared to receive that call when it comes in, kind of thing.
Right. And, you know, I think I did learn this from you, which we all know, the time management expert, right, that if it only takes 2 to 3 minutes to respond, and I even thought it was even a shorter time frame that I had learned from you, then just do it then. And I have found myself training myself to do that because sometimes I'll open an email, I don't really want to respond, even though it'll probably only take a few sentences, maybe a paragraph or so. And in the past, I would just look at it, close it, and then go back and open others and close it, and then I'm left with all that wasted time. And so now I find myself training myself, okay, nope, if I'm opening it, I've read it, nope, I can respond really quickly. And if it's something that I can handle, then I just do it. And I have noticed that I have definitely saved time in doing that. So thank you, because I'm sure I learned
Absolutely.
That from you.
Yeah.
All right. One thing I want to get on to is because I see this all the time. So we're going to take another. This break will be pretty quick, but we're going to take a quick break. But I see people that will come to us that haven't filed their taxes in years. And I know people are surprised by that, but it's really quite amazing how many years you can go without really being seen along the radar. Or that people that haven't kept track of their any kinds of receipts or organization regarding supporting their expenses and documentation for deductions. And it's just amazing and staggering how that can grow. And so, and I want to go over how that can, you know, how that's costing you and stuff. So everybody, this is going to be a really quick break and stay tuned.
Tax laws and regulations change frequently and their application can vary widely based on the specific facts and circumstances involved. You are responsible for consulting with your own professional tax advisors concerning specific tax circumstances for your situation. Taxinista disclaims any responsibility for the accuracy or adequacy of any action you take from the discussions here. All advice given here, including tax advice, must always be tailored to your particular circumstances, and nothing on this show should be viewed as a substitute for the advice of a competent professional. If you have questions regarding accounting issues specifically related to your industry or your business circumstances, you should consult with your own professional tax advisor, accountant, attorney, industry expert, or professional association.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Angela Stigga-Snyder, Taxinista, with your accountant's office, and we're talking about time management, disorganization, all that kind of stuff that we don't like dealing with and what it's costing us. So we at first we're talking about why the fear and why we avoid and procrastinate doing things, and you know, some ways on why maybe we should delegate it and get it off of our back. And then as far as like setting a timer, keeping a social media out of the equation as much as we possibly can, and then just really coming up with a plan and what is it really costing us. I want to just mention a few things here. Like I said before the break, was that we'll get clients that haven't filed in, you know, a couple of them maybe 2-3 years, but I'll get some that haven't filed in 10 years. And it costs an enormous amount when they finally get organized. So whether it be for your taxes, whether it be for organizing, there's so many areas in your life that if you could just take hold of and realize what it's costing you. Some things to think of are like missed payments. If you have a credit card bill that maybe isn't on an auto pay, or you don't get a reminder, you don't get a physical copy, or you get an email of the statement and when it's due, but you don't do anything about it, you could really be looking at additional charges and interest and fees around that. You know, things, you know, purchasing unneeded items because you're unorganized, you don't know what you have. So there's, you don't know what you've got, so you go out and buy more. I've done that with grocery store items. It's the most silliest thing. I have 3 large jugs of vinegar, totally unrelated to this, but it's because I had them in all different places and I wasn't organized with it. But in return trips to the store, without being organized and having a system in place. And I know that there's I've got a whole list of things that we can go through on it. Do you want to give any ideas or comments to people, Nicole, on what procrastination and being unorganized can be costing people as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. It's all over the board, whether it's, you know, having to spend excess amounts of gas because you're driving back and forth places that you don't need to be driving.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, one of the common ones that I see for the business owners is, you know, they're having to lose contacts, potential leads or sources of new business because they're not keeping track of and following up with the contacts that they have. You know, they don't have a good system in place for doing that. And so, you know, they've just, I was talking to one of my clients the other day. She does a lot of trade shows, and she mm-hmm. comes back with, I don't know, maybe, you know, 100, 150 contacts, but she doesn't do anything with them because she keeps procrastinating. Mm-hmm. It's such an overwhelming task. And then she's just spent thousands of dollars on this trade show only to come back and not do anything with any of those contacts.
Right. And that's, you know, those cards could be missed huge opportunities. You know, they're like, think of it as like a credit card, you know. It's you know, not a credit card, that'd be debt, right? But as dollar bills, because there's nothing in place to be organized and to follow up.
Right.
One of the things I talk about a lot, too, with people is, you know, like you said, return trips. You know, going to an ATM too many times because you didn't realize you needed, you know, this or that for either a deposit for a client, or whether you need to carry cash, which we don't really carry cash that often, but, you know, purchasing unneeded items, a rebate. You buy something because it has a rebate, and then you don't do anything with it because you didn't keep the receipt or fill out the rebate form, and it was something you probably never would have purchased to begin with, you know? You know, we buy a lot of office supplies, you know, an enormous amount of office supplies here. And so when they'll approach something to me and they'll say, oh, this one's got a rebate, and I'm like, that's great, you know, but you've got to file the rebate for it. And, you know, if that's not something somebody likes doing, dealing with a coupon or a rebate, then don't, you know, stress yourself out with it. Just don't do it then if it doesn't work for you. And then if it doesn't work for you, don't do it.
But, I have to confess one of the things that I've been procrastinating on is booking some airline travel that I have coming up. And I waited past that 3-month sweet spot window, and now I'm going to end up paying more for my airline travel because I had the dates and times available, but I didn't book it when I knew I should have, and they raised their prices.
Yeah, no, I have to confess as well. I have done that more times than I'd like to remember. You know, I can definitely agree with that. And with, you know, procrastination and organization, when it comes to your taxes, no receipt, no deduction is the real bottom line rule when it comes to the IRS. And if you don't have a system in place for organizing and you procrastinate all the time, then think of those slips of receipts or statements or invoices, sort of like those business cards, and that you don't follow up on. If you misplace those little receipts were dollar bills. And, you know, you had, you know, a purchase for $100 and you misplaced that receipt, then that receipt was really worth $100 to you, because if you're audited and you can't produce it, then you'll lose the deduction. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. They think that their credit card statement will be okay. It'll say Office Max on there or Staples or something like that. They don't realize that. And so it can be costing you an enormous amount of money by not, you know, coming, by procrastinating, by not coming up with a system, and by being unorganized.
Yeah, you know, with receipts and tracking receipts, I will be the first to tell people that, you know, when it comes to a calendaring system, if you really don't want to be a digital person, then you don't have to be. But when it comes to really storing and keeping track of receipts, I would really recommend that people go digital and just get that stuff scanned in. Nowadays, you can take a picture with your cell phone and mm-hmm. have that image stored and recorded for you. And, you know, I don't even take a receipt home with me anymore. I snap a picture of it on my cell phone when I'm at the restaurant or wherever it is I need to go, and I throw it away. You know,
yeah.
So it's just that easy.
Yeah. No, that's wonderful. And I'm going to ask you, because do you use any particular apps for that you really like?
You know, I don't, and I know that you have recommended some of them, but frankly, I keep it stored in Google Drive, and then once I get home, I transfer it to my hard drive at home and enter it into the computer, and, you know, I have a system, a routine in place for handling that, but I know that there
mm-hmm.
are some great software programs, and I know that you recommend a couple of them.
I do, but you know what? I'm going to keep on your subject here for a second. Google Drive, which I use a lot of, and we're not endorsing any particular software package on this show, but I'd like to hear what you do. So on your phone, you can send it to Google Drive?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Oh, I'm going to look into that. That's
really
good.
Yeah, it's just an app, and so once you take a picture of it, you know, depending on the phone system that you have, there's
mm-hmm.
there's a button to share that image, and once you click on the share, it gives you a whole bunch of different options, and if you have Google Drive loaded as an app on your phone, then it automatically lets you share it into Google Drive.
Oh, thank you. That's something new I learned. I really appreciate that, because I do use that, and I'm sure that I could share that with clients too. One thing I do regarding mileage, though, I will say, and I wish I got a nickel for every time I mentioned this app, but it's the best one I've seen. I had a client come in, because mileage is a really big hot spot for entrepreneurs and business owners, is keeping track of it, and it can be
uh-huh.
a nightmare. And some people, I still see those little bitty calendars and stuff sometimes with people. It's amazing, but I still see that occasionally. But there's some great apps out there, and the one that I saw the best when a client came in with, it was called Mile IQ, and it was just beautiful. It runs in the background. It's GPS enabled. I'm sure there's tons of them out there. So, you know, check and see which one resonates the best with you. But no matter what you spend, because they're really either free or virtually free, you know, a few bucks a month or so, it will be worth every cent of a deduction for you. So definitely.
Yeah. You know, my cheater on that, because my husband and I share the same vehicle, and so 99, I haven't found a single app out there, and there may be now, but I hadn't found a single app out there that allows two phones to use the same account. And so, I use Google Drive. I have a spreadsheet set up for each of the different cars, and both of us can access that spreadsheet, and it's right there.
Oh, that's wonderful, because we do. So it is two phones accessing one vehicle and one drive, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's very helpful.
So you can have two different
yeah.
drivers, Yeah, we've got a sheet for each of the vehicles that we have, all within that same Google spreadsheet.
Yeah, no, that's really good. Gosh, I just had one little other tip I was going to tell you guys, and it just went out of my mind, so hopefully it'll circle back around. Well, anyway, let me go back on to some time-saving things as far as, not time-saving, but what being disorganized is can be costing you. You know, we said about convenient spending, and you know, as far as missing the tax deductions, you said you take the picture of it, send it to Google Drive. We've got what we represent is zero. There's lots of other great, you know, there's lots of great accounting packages out there, but the reason why I like the zero that we represent is because for our bookkeeping clients, even some of our tax clients, which we are starting to announce to them next month, is that we can give you a link. If you set it up as a contact, and then, because it's a real long, secure link, you take a picture of your item, and then you send it to this contact, and it could be matched up directly with your expense in the back end for a bookkeeping system. So you could have your receipt attached right to that charge that would appear on your credit card or your debit card statement. So it's something that we've just started only in beta for since end of last year, but it's been happening and working so well that we're going to be deploying that. So really excited about that. What other areas do you have as far as that, where you think organization, people, time management, with your time management expertise, that you really want to give somebody a juicy nugget here before we enter the home stretch of this show?
Yeah, you know, there are so many different layers to time management, and one of the things that I would tell people is, you know, that time management is less about the tools and the systems and more about the mindset that goes into why you're struggling, whether it's the procrastination or the disorganization or the lack of focus. There's usually a really good underlying reason for all that, and that's where it often comes back to fear or insecurity or other kind of struggles. And so don't beat yourself up if you've tried different systems and tools before, only to find that once life got sticky or fell off the script, stopped following the script, that's when things, you know, didn't quite go the way you wanted them to. And that's only because, you know, we need more work to do in the mindset and less work to do on the tools and the systems.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, well, I think we're going to take a final break here. Again, this will be a short one, and then I want to go over, if you are ready to take that plunge, because it is never too late, some areas where we can give you categories of how to stay organized. Again, since this is more of our small business oriented, I'm going to home in on categories for small businesses so that if you're not the, you know, the paper geek like I am, and you're more like Nicole where it's the last thing you want to do, I'm going to give you some major categories and some major tips that you can take into place today and make that change going forward.
Did you know that Taxonista is licensed in all 50 states and offers full-service tax, accounting, and bookkeeping services, as well as business growth coaching? We'll help you get to that next level. Give us a call at 480-331-3316 and check us out on Facebook and at taxonista.com. That's TAXANISTA.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You're tuned in to the Taxonista Radio Show. We're coming back from our break, and we're going to get down to business. Here's Angela Sticka-Snyder.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for hanging here with us. We've got Nicole Bandis, the time management dot expert, is where you can also find her. Also at behindsuperwomanscape.com, and she also has a podcast. So search for that. We're going to wrap up here with some recap of ways to stay organized, to stop procrastinating, to save some money, whether it be just good old-fashioned money or tax dollars, by making some few simple changes. And we know we talked about so many things, so I'm going to go and list off some things, and I want, Nicole, for you to check on things that I may have missed or to at least elaborate, because these things, you know, anybody can do it, and just with the smallest change, even if you make the smallest little change, could make the biggest impact. It's like, you know, when somebody wants to diet, right, or you want to lose a little bit of weight. You know, you lose that pound or two, and then you're, like, energized to, like, okay, I can do this. Well, I want you to feel that way in this topic, too. So we ended the last segment in talking about taking a picture of the receipt. That way it never even has to hit your wallet or hit the bottom of your purse. And end up lost. The picture is a great way, and Nicole shared with us some great ways she immediately dumps it into her Google Drive. And then I also mentioned how Xero offers this feature where you set up a secure link as a contact, and it can go right into your system. So if anybody would like any more information on that, they can feel free to reach out to us here, and we can get them some information. Also, what I love to recommend is people getting, like, maybe a Tyvek envelope. It doesn't even have to be one of those Tyvek, you know, those envelopes that are hard to tear. Even just a regular envelope, and this is mainly for ladies, because when we get back into the car after, we always make a purchase and then get back into the car. And we could always just, if you don't have a smartphone, which I don't know many people that don't, but if you don't or you can't, you know, handle the picture-taking thing, just stick the receipt into the envelope in your car. Because you can always get back in there, unless, of course, you're buying something online, but then you're going to get an email receipt or an email invoice back. But I find that I really increase the likelihood of getting receipts back from clients if they keep it in their car. And I'm going to keep going, Nicole, unless you want to interject here with some other items.
Oh, go ahead, and I think I'll pop in here in a moment and give you
okay.
a couple.
Okay, awesome. Then we talked about the mileage app because, you know, I can guarantee you probably of my client base, 90%, maybe 80, but 80, no more, no less than 80% do not have a good mechanism for keeping track of their mileage. And so, you know, Nicole's got a great way with that. She does it with Google Drive and she uploads stuff into it. And then I mentioned also MileIQ. There's lots of them out there, though. You know, to keep track of that. And then, you know, if you're not doing anything, you're procrastinating keeping track of receipts, you don't like doing it, you don't have a system, you don't have a bookkeeper or an accountant, there's really maybe about a half a dozen-ish, give or take, main categories that if you just kept a few, maybe a few envelopes, however you organize, everybody thinks and organizes differently. But maybe if you like the envelope system, if you like the file folder, if you like the folders on your computer, which I prefer, but whichever system works for you, think of things in certain groups and categories. And as entrepreneurs, there's things we do mostly over and over again, especially if we are a service-based professional. And we all network, so that would be a category. Dining or entertaining or meeting somebody out for coffee, you know, that's a category. Office supplies or any other types of office expense, whether it be, paper, toner, a fax machine, do they even sell those, you know, things like anything you purchase for your office.
No, it's fax services also, nowadays.
Fax services, right, fax services, you know, or if you pay for an email service, things like that. Continuing education, if you employ a coach, or somebody, you know, a consultant that's helping you. That should be its own category. Also, any type of assets you buy. You get a new cell phone. You buy a new computer. You get a new printer. Those are off on their own category as well. And, you know, really just break it down so that there's, even if you can just get it into a half a dozen categories, travel is a good one also as well. You know, then it really starts from, you can start from somewhere. If you see people that have, you know, 20 or 30 different categories, oh my gosh, it just is, it's way overkill. And it can be overwhelming and daunting. So I really try and tell people, it depends on their industry, but, you know, 6 to 12 at the most should really cover most areas. And just, you remember the no receipt, no deduction. Doesn't have to be a physical receipt that you can touch. But those areas of, you know, of saving it, keeping track of it, and then organizing it. It can really, it doesn't have to be some formal system, you know. Just these little tips that I've given you would be a great place to start. And Nicole, do you have something you want to add?
I would love to add that, you know, I mean, there's an old saying, you know, how to eat an elephant, one bite at a time. It's so much easier to really focus on doing something in small little bites than it is the overwhelming task of trying to get everything organized at the end of the year. And mm-hmm. one of the best investments financially and for your time that you can do is just set aside 15 to 20 minutes a week to really focus on your numbers. I hate to do it, but it's something that it's just become a routine for me. I look at my numbers, I make sure that any receipts are copied over, and I do those kind of things because that is so much more doable for me than waiting till the end of the month, or worse, the end of the year, and feeling like I've got to tackle that mm-hmm. all at one time.
Right, and that's so true. It's only 15 to 20 minutes, and I bet you anything, for those people that don't do anything with their system, they don't look at anything, they don't keep track at all, I bet there's areas that you can cut. I bet there's items that you're on auto bill that you don't realize. And if you take a look at where you're at, if you take a look at where your money's going, at, you know, where, you know, all those areas, that you're going to find money. You're going to find ways to either improve processes, either cut expenses, or realize you need more of that service, and that could make your life better, you know, in such a small period of time. And you self-profess saying that you don't like doing this, but you still do it. And I bet you're, you know, happier because of it.
Yeah, well, I'm certainly much, much happier at the end of the year when I get to see all those posts from everybody else agonizing over the amount of time that they're spending trying to categorize and organize everything.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm just here enjoying my end of the year and, you know, mm-hmm. getting to do the things that I do because I've focused on, you know, just a little bit here and there. And you know,
yeah.
and to speak to something that you said there, you know, every single, you know, I would say every single month, but every 3 or 4 months or so, I do find a bill that I have to really evaluate and say, you know what, I've been paying every single month on this, and I really don't use this service as much as I thought I would, so I'm going to go ahead and let it go. And that can save me anywhere from $10 a month up to $100 a month sometimes,
mm-hmm.
just to let go of that service that I'm not using. But if I'm not focusing
yeah.
on looking at my bills and my payments, then I'm not seeing those things go in and out.
Yeah. No, that's very, very true. And unfortunately, too many people just stick their head in the sand, you know, and are okay with it until I think they realize what information they're missing out on. And, you know, this year, I'm just going to state, this past year, 2014, must have been a different kind of year because we have more extensions this year than we've ever had. And we don't extend people because we can't get it done by the 15th, ever. We've never had to do that. So if people are on extension, it's because they're still gathering information or they have chosen not to deal with it. But we have got an enormous amount of people on extension this year. And it's the largest number we've had ever. And so, you know, we were just talking internally about, you know, something to reach out to these people to see how we can help. So, you know what, maybe I'll give them this podcast and let them take a little listen, you know, because nobody likes to, you know, be overwhelmed in dealing with procrastination. At least I don't think so. You know, maybe some people, but Nicole, I wanted to thank you so much for all of your time and your wisdom and your experience that you have in dealing with time management and dealing with organization. And I just love what you say here, behind Superwoman's cape. I love that new slogan that you have. It's just amazing. So I'd love to for you to share with people a little bit about more of what you do, how they could reach out to you, how they could really gain some amazing content that you have generated over time that could help them as well. So why don't you go ahead and share that wisdom with us, please?
Absolutely, and thank you so much for asking. I am actually really excited. I just launched a brand new ebook called How to Get Stuff Done, 50 Things That You Can Do in 15 Minutes or Less. And some of those things are taking pictures of your receipts. I would love to be able to give that to your audience, and they can go to thetimemanagement.expert instead of .com, it's .expert, and they can get a copy of that book for free. Would love to give that to them. I'm also on social media, Nicole Bandus. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. I do manage it well, so I don't usually end up down the rabbit hole. I do occasionally, but not too often, end up down that social media rabbit hole. So would love to connect with your listeners wherever. And my podcast, Behind Superwoman's Cape, is available on iTunes or any sort of Android podcasting service that they might get their podcasts from.
Awesome. Awesome. And then did you want to share an email or just direct them to all those sites? Because I'm sure you've got links for them to reach you that way, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Yep. They can reach me any way they need to through those sites.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you again, Nicole. I greatly appreciate your time. And thank you, audience. You got a great free offer that she just gave to you. So I encourage you to take her up on that. Thanks a lot. Look forward to having you listen on the next podcast. Thanks. Bye-bye.